Hello, and welcome to the QSource Quality Payment Program podcast. Our topic for today is the Security Risk Assessment and Basics for Reporting. At the end of this podcast, you will know what is required to attest yes to this measure and where to access tools and resources for implementing this process. The Security Risk Assessment is part of the Promoting Interoperability and is required to report for this category. To meet this measure, MIPS-eligible clinicians must attest yes to conducting or reviewing a security risk assessment. The security risk assessment is an analysis and implementation of security updates as necessary and/or correcting identified security deficiencies. When entering your promoting interoperability data, you should submit a yes to completing the security risk analysis measure during the calendar year in which the MIPS performance period occurs. MIPS-eligible clinicians must use electronic health record technology certified to the 2015 edition certification criteria to support the Promoting Interoperability Performance Category objectives and measures. If you plan on reporting for Promoting Interoperability, you must complete the required actions for the security risk analysis. If not, it will result in no score for the Promoting Interoperability Performance Category, regardless of whether other measures in this category are reported. The security risk analysis measure is not scored and does not contribute any points to the MIPS-eligible clinician's total score. The most frequent question we are asked is, when do I complete the security risk assessment? It is acceptable for the security risk analysis to be conducted or reviewed outside the performance period. However, the analysis must be unique for each performance period. The scope must include the full MIPS performance period, and it must be conducted within the calendar year of the MIPS performance period, January 1st to December 31st. Here are some examples of when you should complete or update your security risk assessment. 1. An analysis must be conducted when 2015 edition cert is implemented. 2. An analysis must be done upon installation or upgrade to a new system. And 3. A review must be conducted covering each MIPS performance period. Any security updates and deficiencies that are identified should be included in the clinician's risk management process and implemented or corrected as dictated by that process. Your security risk analysis must assess the potential risks and vulnerabilities to the confidentiality, availability, and integrity of all electronic patient health information, or EPHI, that an organization creates, receives, maintains, or transmits. This includes EPHI in all forms of electronic media, such as hard drives, floppy disks, CDs, DVDs, smart cards, or other storage devices, personal digital assistants, transmission media, or portable electronic media. At a minimum, MIPS-eligible clinicians should be able to show a plan for correcting or mitigating deficiencies and that steps are being taken to implement the plan, what we call the remediation plan, what you are going to do to correct any concerns you identify. As part of this remediation plan, you should include who is responsible for the corresponding action and a deadline for implementing. Users of our portal, providers.exchange, have access to our security risk assessment tool, EHR assessment, facility walkthrough checklist, and other resources developed and used by us to complete this process. If you are not currently signed up, please go to providers.exchange to register to have access to our recommended resources. You can find more information on the HIPAA security rule and guidance on conducting a security risk analysis in accordance with the HIPAA security rule at www.hhs.gov. Additional free tools and resources are available to assist providers, including a security risk assessment tool. When MIPS-eligible clinicians choose to report as a group, data should be aggregated for all MIPS-eligible clinicians under one taxpayer identification number. This includes those MIPS-eligible clinicians who may qualify for reweighting, such as a significant hardship exemption, hospital or ambulatory service center-based status, or in a specialty which is not required to report data to the Promoting Interoperability Performance Category. If these MIPS-eligible clinicians choose to report as part of a group practice, they will be scored on the Promoting Interoperability Performance category like all other MIPS-eligible clinicians. We are always here to assist. Completing a security risk assessment is part of the free service we offer to our providers. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you have additional questions or need assistance in completing this process, please contact us at 844-205-5540, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time, or through techassist@qsource.org.